5. You're listening to 680 CJOB in Winnipeg. It is Saturday, 29th of January. We're keeping track. We're monitoring the situation in Ottawa, where that trucker protest is gaining steam. We'll be going live to Ottawa in just over an hour from now. Now, as we end the first month of this new year, you know, the price of almost everything seems to be going up. Canada is being faced with record inflation as the pandemic continues, and one of the things that has seen an increase in price is beef. A food prices report prepared by a number of Canadian universities, including the University of Saskatchewan, show that meat prices are forecast to increase by at least 2% this year. Tyler Fulton is the president of Manitoba Beef Producers. Good morning, Tyler. Are you there?
Hey, good morning, Clay. It's nice to talk to you.
Nice to have you with us. What's the main reason for this increase in beef prices?
That's a complicated answer, I think, to a question like that. There's a huge coordinated supply chain that goes with providing beef to the tables of Canadians. It includes the packers that slaughter and process the meat, the feeding sector, typically in Alberta or Ontario, where they're kind of growing the animals. And then there's the cow-calf sector here that's largely what Manitoba's beef industry is made up of, where we raise the young stock that moves through that chain. So you can imagine that every node along that supply chain is, you know, there's different factors that are impacting it. You know, I guess first and foremost, there's the drought across the Western Canada that's impacted things. But arguably probably some pandemic-related demand, strong demand, combined with constraints in that supply chain, whether it be through trucking or through labor shortages in plants, or even really expensive feed in having, you know, logistical challenges there. All of those kind of feed into the broad supply-demand balance that ends up creating, you know, developing the price. We are seeing a higher price of everything, and that has to be transferred through.
You mentioned the drought, Tyler. Last summer's drought, it was disastrous. In so many ways, it affected so many people. But, you know, we got another system coming in on Monday bringing more snow. So the snow is helping, right?
That's exactly right. I would say, to talk generally about the industry here in Manitoba, there's producers out there that are really struggling to make ends meet. You can imagine most of the cow-calf type of operations realize about 80 to 90% of their revenue in one time a year. And so we saw that likely in the fall when they sold their calves. And so because they're buying feed that they in previous years typically wouldn't have to because they raised it themselves, we're starting to move into a time frame where they're really pinched, where they simply don't have the cash in order to continue to purchase more feed. It's a struggle. I mean, it varies a little bit from farm to farm. But it's a tight scenario because we don't have an increase in revenue yet, and yet we've been paying twice as much as what feed has been worth in previous years. But like you say, the snow is the hope. The spring is a really critical time frame when pastures and hay crops really use up some of that moisture, more so than some of the annual crops do. And so the fact that we're dealing with widespread above average snowfall across the province is a really positive sign.
Almost time to take a break here. Your organization is holding its annual general meeting next month. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're excited to have another virtual annual meeting on February 10th. And we're going to talk hopefully a lot more about the great good that cattle production does on the landscape. A healthy landscape is one that is diverse, that's rich with wildlife, and there's more natural spaces. And cattle production provides this really important balance to this landscape. MBBeef.ca. Just follow the links to sign up to be included in the virtual meeting.
Thank you for this, Tyler. Enjoy your day.
Thanks so much, Clay. Appreciate it.
Tyler Fulton is president of the Manitoba Beef Producers. It is 7:41.